Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Schmidt to Blasingame covering second. The throw back to home, and Banks is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Mays moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mays scores. Cepeda moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. There goes Philly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Dick Gurnett pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Alou reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alou moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Alou scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Blasingame reaches third base with a triple. Marshall scores. Davenport goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Hobie Landreth now catching. Stu Miller now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. the Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Zimmer covering, for the out. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Schaefernoth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Altman moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bausch strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive to right field. Kirkland throws towards the plate. Landreth fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landreth. Altman scores. Gurnett scores. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's Cubs, 6, Giants, 6. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill is walked intentionally. LTAP pinch hits for Joe Schaefer Knuth. LTAP is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The slide. Landreth applies the tag. Banks is out. Two outs. LTAP is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Gurnett steals second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing third base. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Alou bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards third. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amalfitano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Long pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Mays reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.